Well, at the end of the day, this is something that relates directly to the fiscal situation that we face as a province. There's no surprise to anybody. We've been shouting it from the rooftops for some time now, and it should apply to every aspect of government, including our crown corporations, for which we as a province are the lone shareholder. So that's what it primarily stems from. Obviously, this ties into one of the, you know, the big issues that we deal with in every government decision we make, which is Muskrat Falls, that project which continues to be worked on. It's going towards completion. But again, we have had obvious difficulties with that, and we'll continue to do so in the future as it relates to our fiscal capacity. So that's the primary reason here, is that we all need to realize the fiscal situation, and that was the primary driver for this decision.
Is there a figure or an amount that government is hoping to save by enacting this legislation?
Well, there's no price tag set per se, because there's still work that has to be done. I wouldn't put a figure out without having a full identification of that. And again, I wouldn't say that the savings are going to pay for the project, but it means a lot. Every amount means a lot when it comes to the fiscal capacity that that we have here. And there may be some short-term some costs that come with this, but we oversee obviously long-term savings that arise from this decision. But it's about setting directions, about setting priorities, and it's about taking responsibility, and that's what we're doing here. So. Work to be done, figures to be determined, and that will come in very soon and in due course.
Included in this legislation is the statutory immunity provision. Why do you feel that was important to include?
Well, again, I think we had to put protections in for the taxpayers and shareholders of this province and for everybody that's involved in this, whether it's the Crown, whether it's the corporation, you name it. At the end of the day, that money comes from the Treasury, which comes from the taxpayer. So we wanted to put these legislative protections in, these legal protections in, to ensure that we can avoid these possibilities as much as possible. I would say that it would probably be standard course if we were to go back in time to have done it in the first place, but this is the step that we had to take now, and obviously we listened very closely to the information that we get from the Justice Department on this and the litigators and solicitors. So that's one of the things that we felt was necessary here, given the action that we are taking.
Minister, of course, this legislation would still need to go through the House of Assembly. At this point, do you expect that this legislation will be passed?
Absolutely, I do. I plan on going to the House of Assembly literally within minutes and starting off with second reading and then committee. And hopefully we'll have third reading tomorrow, and I'd like to see this at the Lieutenant Governor's for proclamation by Friday night. That is absolutely the plan, and I don't expect while I do expect debate, and while I do expect questions, I expect this to be a unanimous vote, given that both of the opposition parties have said that this is something that should be done after we brought it up. I don't anticipate that there will be disagreement with this. If so, I'll let them explain that. So while I expect a good, vigorous debate, I expect to see this bill proclaimed by Friday night.